Hello and welcome to your Nidra practice. Today we're going to dive into a practice that I'm going to call Renew. Yep, it's been decided. Renew. It's a practice where we are going to revise our own personal agreements, our agreements to ourselves. It's January, beginning of the year. Maybe you're going to listen to this at the beginning of your day, of a new week, a new month, maybe the beginning of next year. We're always in that or amidst that cycle of endings and beginnings, right? But it being the beginning of 2025, a practice today to revise and renew what has expired, renew our personal agreements. And that's really important, right? From time to time, when we get that nudge to renew ourselves, renew our minds, our hearts, our spirits by really taking a look at the things in our lives that are working and also the things that aren't anymore. Again, the things that have maybe expired. So I invite you now into this yoga nidra for renewal. Of course, as always, first and foremost, tend to your outer environment and then make your inner environment as comfortable as possible. So first, maybe you dim the lights or close the blinds, grab an eye pillow or a toque, put on some lip chap, a little bathroom break, or silence your phone, send that email if there's that nudge that there's something you'd like to do before you commit to being. Any little tiny nudges, honor them, tend to them. Now is all we have. And then make your way down into your little rest nest, your nidra nest, your healing bubble, and take as much time as you need to feather that nest, to lay your body down. Again, take all the time that you need to make your space and your person, your body, as cozy, as warm, as comfortable as possible. A prop under the knees, under the head, the hands, the length of the arms. Have you tried that one yet? Pillows under the length of the arms and the hands. Maybe cushioning under the heels, a rolled towel under the neck instead of a pillow? Maybe. Tend to your body. Ask your body what he, what she needs, and then respond accordingly. Respond before you renew. Had to. Make all of those little or large adjustments to your props, to your body. Close down the eyes. Unhinge the jaw. Pull shoulders down. Find length through the arms by reaching your fingertips down towards the bottom of your mat or the base of your bed, your feet. Open the heart by knitting those shoulder blades towards one another. Back of head, back of ribs, arms and legs, heavy. Unclench the glutes. Maybe shake or shimmy the hips, give yourself a little wiggle, flop the toes, maybe some tense and release, curl the toes tight and release them, same as the fists, the face, the belly. Take your time. Start to slow down, settle down, make space for yourself. Sometimes it takes movement to create that space, right? Props, symmetry, breath. maybe you start to deepen the breath. Slow things way down as you settle down. And the invitation is there right now in this moment, this one, right here. As we start to begin this journey together, just breathe for a few moments. Long, slow, smooth, deep, but effortless breaths. And as you breathe and land, I want you to take a few moments, as many moments as you like, to start, let this be organic, it's gonna just flow. Start to contemplate the things that you have, these agreements with yourself. In a way that you now review the ones, the agreements, that you'd like to renew in a positive way. And then give space as well for the ones that you feel have expired and are now maybe holding you back, not serving you anymore, keeping you small, stuck, stagnant, right? So as you breathe here, take stock. Inner inventory time, right? What are the personal agreements in your life that are working that you'd like to renew? They are the ones that keep you centered. Happy, healthy, clear, present. Your yoga nidra is maybe one of them, right? That weekly massage, a prayer, creating those nourishing meals, putting them in the deep freeze, right? Cuddles with your pups, rug hooking, maybe artwork, maybe dance. Blasting those old 90s tunes? Only me? No, definitely not. That phone call with a friend. Gardening, right? The list goes on and on. Drinking enough water? A phone call with a friend? Gratitude? Volunteering? An appointment with a therapist? A moment to watch the sunset? Any and all personal agreements unique to you in your life that serve you, that you would like to renew now. Breathe and contemplate. And now, compassionately reviewing and reflecting on the personal agreements, maybe the habits that are outdated, expired, they do not serve you anymore. Maybe they sever that connection to yourself. Maybe they cloud your vision, they hold you back. This could be anything from the foods that you know don't make you feel good, don't help you to live and move your body in an optimal, comfortable way. Skipping your after supper walk or your midday meditation. Being overly critical, really hard on yourself. So are there any coping mechanisms, behaviors, relaxing, even hitting the snooze button too many times, if you know that that's not working for you, right? Any and all personal agreements, big or small, that numb you, that sever that connection, right? All the things that you are ready to release, no judgment, just breath and contemplation. Remember, don't force it. Allow whatever wants to come up to surface. remember, we are what we think. And I feel like that's an important statement to really hear with these personal agreements, right? As we're about to sit with ourselves, we want to take a look at all those agreements, re-examine them, reimagine them. It's important. We are what we think. So keep breathing, going perhaps deeper inward now, and just check in on the state of your mind after that little exercise. Notice any thoughts, any feelings, any sensations, and then any that might distract you, put them in a little box and place them outside of your space just for this practice. You got it. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Big sigh, make some noise, let it all go. And then just find this even and fluid, a steady breath. And follow that breath. Just going inward, noticing the sensation of the natural breath, the movement, those undulations inside the body. And as you sink down and settle down right here in this relaxed state, falling even deeper into relaxation as I count down from 5 to 1. 5. Hear my voice. Connect with my vibration. You got it. Now relaxing, releasing even more. 4. Letting go of any thoughts, feelings, sensations that you simply don't need in this moment. 3. Falling, sinking, drifting deeper into relaxation. Ease through the whole body. 2. Allowing yourself to just be in this peaceful place of presence. And 1. Completely relaxed. Ready for your nidra journey today. Perfect time, potent opportunity to create your intention, your sankalpa for this practice. You can create your own, of course, or maybe adopt one I've created as a group sankalpa today. And as always, repeat your sankalpa 3 times to really download them into the deepest layers of our being. And for today, our sankalpa for renewal is, I am grateful to renew my personal agreements with myself for my highest and greatest good. Allow my words to become yours. I am grateful to renew my personal agreements with myself for my highest and greatest good. I am grateful to renew my personal agreements with myself for my highest and greatest good. And now just following along with the sound, the vibration of my voice, and placing your awareness into each body part that I will name. Remember, there's no need to move your body. Just place, drop your awareness. See where it goes. We'll start on the right side of the body, bringing maybe heat or light, bringing your awareness, drop it down into the right hand thumb, right second finger, third finger, fourth finger, right little finger, palm, back of hand, right wrist, right forearm, elbow, bicep, shoulder, right armpit, right ribs, waist, hip joint, thigh muscle, right knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole, top of the foot, tip of the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Now place, drop, then explore that healing light of your awareness, vibration into the left side. Your awareness drops into the left thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, left little finger, palm, back of hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, bicep, shoulder, armpit, left ribs, waist, hip joint, left thigh muscle, knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot. Awareness drops into the tip of the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left little toe. Now, placing that energetic light of awareness, that healing energy, into the right side once again. Feeling the right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, little finger, right palm, back of hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, bicep, shoulder, armpit, right ribs, waist, hip joint, thigh muscle, right knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot. Drop awareness to the tip of the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now move back up from fifth toe to fourth, right third toe, second toe, right big toe. Now sense the sole of the foot, the right heel, ankle, calf, shin, knee, thigh muscle, and right hip joint, the right waist, right ribs, to right armpit, shoulder joint, bicep, elbow, forearm, wrist, back of hand, right palm, right pinky finger, fourth finger, middle finger, index finger, and right hand thumb. Healing light of awareness in the entire right side of the body. The whole right side of the body. And taking that light of awareness, that healing energy back into the left side once again. Drop that light of awareness in your left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, left palm, back of hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, bicep, left shoulder joint, armpit, left side ribs, waist, and hip joint, left thigh muscle, left knee, left shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot. Sense your left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left little toe. Now back up to the top left side little toe, fourth toe, third toe, left second toe, left big toe, sole of the foot, left heel, ankle, calf, shin, left knee, thigh muscle, and left hip joint, left waist, ribs, armpit, left shoulder, bicep, elbow, left forearm, wrist, back of hand, palm of hand, left little finger, ring finger, middle finger, pointer finger, and left hand thumb. The entire left side of the body. Whole left side of the body. Now bring that warmth, that awareness, that radiant energy, drop it to the top of your head, crown of the head. Radiant vibration and energy dropped, then filling the crown of your head, the forehead, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the space between the eyebrows, right eye, left eye, right eye socket, left eye socket, the right nostril, left nostril, right cheek, left cheek, right jaw, left jaw, right ear, left ear, right temple, left temple, upper lip, lower lip, space or line between the lips, the chin, the throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, heart center, navel center, abdomen, pelvis, right hip, left hip, right thigh, left thigh, right knee, left knee, right shin, left shin, top of right foot, top of left foot, tips of right toes, tips of left toes. Sensing that healing light of awareness in the whole front of the body. Whole front of the body. Healing light of awareness. Now bringing that awareness, dropping healing energy to the back side of the body. Placing your mind in the back side of your body. Drop awareness and attention to the back of your head. The right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the entire length of the spine, back of right hip, back of left hip, the sacrum, right seat muscle, left seat muscle, back of right thigh, back of left thigh, space behind right knee, behind left knee, the right calf muscle, left calf muscle, right ankle, left ankle, right heel, and left heel. Feeling a radiant a light and energy filling the whole back of the body. The whole back of the body filled with healing, radiant light. And now sensing this healing radiance again at the top of the head, the crown. And then in the feet, crown and the feet. Hold the two senses, the two sensations together, lit up now. Awareness dropped into the crown and into the feet. The crown, the feet, crown and feet. And now moving that awareness. Inhale and pull that energy down from the crown into the feet. Then exhale that energy. It springs back up from the feet to the crown. Inhale, pull energy down from the crown through body into feet. Exhale, energy springs up from the feet through body to the crown. Now on your own, just like this, for a few moments, a few breaths, a few inhales, a few exhales, pull, move the energy from crown to feet. Then exhale, feel it spring up. Exhale, feet to crown. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, pull down. Exhale, spring up. Now I want you to inhale into the third eye, Chidikash, that vast sacred space behind closed eyelids. Notice what you see here. Look deep within this dark space. Stare into it. Notice any colors or patterns you might recognize, shapes or movement. Try not to worry or force the content. Simply notice what's there without judgment, without directing the flow of images. They are a gift from your subconscious. So remain detached as the images, the shapes, the colors, the patterns continue to reveal themselves. Imagine red desert earth, a babbling brook, a vibrant, colorful garden, a basket of pears, eagle feather, the waves on a vast ocean at night, a tall oak tree, a vintage clock face, an aqua blue pool, a vase of bright yellow sunflowers, a monk seated in meditation, an old microphone, the sound of a harmonica, the vibration of a harmonica on your lips, a potted plant, the smell of peanut butter, a thumbnail, a neon sunset, swaying in a rainbow-colored hammock, a tall, thick tree trunk, an active volcano, two shooting stars, a cool yellow stone, a crystal ball, the sound of my voice, an indigo sky with a full moon, an unfinished puzzle, your front door, your reflection in a mirror, a puppy golden retriever, colored jewels, a question mark, violet drops of nectar, a wisp of sacred incense, complete stillness, a golden tiara with many colored jewels, a spider's web, a flowing fountain, a beautiful display of fireworks, a rainbow lotus with 1,000 petals. Your body lying on the floor. Your body lying on the floor. Now, see your whole body as if you were seeing yourself completely lit up and absorbed, basking in this healing, radiant light. As if this energetic light were beaming from within, and you can see your own reflection, seeing your own body, your own light. See your whole body lit from the inside out, allowing my words to become yours. This is the light of my body. This is the light of my soul. This is the light of my inner knowing. I invite you now to use that beautiful imagination of yours and imagine, picture a pot for planting. Notice its size, its texture, the colors, any details on this planting pot right in front of you now, on the screen of your mind's eye. Notice all the details, this unique planting pot. This pot represents you, your life, your energy. And taking a breath in, you can even smell the soil that is in a bowl next to the pot. The soil represents the energy that supports creating and living with our agreements. It's full of goodness, full of nutrients. The soil surrounds and nurtures any seeds that we will plant. It's full of love, kindness, motivation, acceptance, compassion, truth, authenticity, and joy. The soil will surround any seeds that you plant today. You also see, with this pot, this bowl of soil, a container of water. And that water, filled with this aqua blue elixir, is the energy to be placed into the soil of agreements. A supercharged boost. of vibration, light, and nourishment. And next to this aqua supercharged water, there's a small box of seeds. The seeds are the agreements that you wish to plant, renewing the ones that work, and releasing and replacing the ones that you'd like to have instead. In your mind, imagine using your hands, get them dirty, take some of that soil, scoop it up, feel it between your fingers, take a little more, place it in the bottom of the pot, and prepare it for the seeds. Maybe pat it down, even it out. Now, gently pick up the box of seeds, and you're going to pick those seeds up one by one, taking them out of the box and choosing the agreements that you want to grow. An agreement around self-love, maybe, boundaries, self-care, pace, how you see things, your perspective, anything that will help you live your greatest potential, your highest good, your soul's journey. Then lovingly take a seed, gently place it in the soil, and say in your mind as you inhale, I am sowing the seed on the exhale of this agreement. You can even just name it instead if that feels more powerful for you. Plant a seed of pace. Plant a seed of patience, self-care, boundaries. Get specific. Rug hooking, cooking, painting, dancing, yoga, walks, prayer, watching the sun rise and set. Let it be intuitive. Grab one seed, plant it, believe it. More compassion, less judgment, more play, less rigidity, more water, less coffee, less sugar, more presence, less monkey brain. Take your time and imagine tucking those seeds in into the soil. And then again, take another seed, another agreement, lovingly place it into the soil and in your mind. Planting all your seeds now, one by one, with intention, with loving care and loving attention. Honoring these seeds of your new agreements, renewals, all planted in this rich soil. And taking a moment to pause and breathe here as you just lovingly gaze at that pot full of soil, full of intentions, ideas, and thoughts. As you renew in spirit the personal agreements that you've chosen to honor and live by. A moment here in gratitude, in breath. Now take some of that leftover soil, cover the seeds you've planted, get your hands dirty, pat it down, smooth it out. Then grab the container with that aqua supercharged energy water, pour it into your pot. See the water flowing into the soil, down into the seeds. Now tenderly and gracefully pick up your pot with your seeds in it. Pick it up in your hands and just hold it for a moment. Breathe here, trusting that the seeds know exactly how and when to present and grow and blossom and peekaboo. Now imagine you take the pot and place it gently on a beautiful sunny windowsill. A window where it will get plenty of sunshine to help all those seeds grow. We know that the sunshine is the equivalent to the time and the care that we give to our seeds. Renewing those seeds takes a lot of love, light, and energy. Now release the seeds. Leave the pot on that beautiful sunny windowsill. Let the seeds do what they were innately created to do. They will grow to be powerful, radiant, and strong. Now, in your mind, I want you to count from 1 to 7, and then backwards from 7 to 1. So inhale for 1, exhale for 1. Inhale 2, exhale 2. In your own time, your own breath, go all the way up to 7, and then go all the way back down to 1. No rush. 1 to 7, 7 to 1. And release the breath count wherever you are. You can let it go. And in your mind, in your body, feeling and sensing, you are this vessel of strength. And in your arms, you are holding and nurturing your own agreements. The soil of the pot that is full of the soil and the goodness that life has to offer to help us grow and renew. The water we give it brings life, energy, vitality to our seeds that are made up of the agreements we've created for our own lives that we will live by. And we can feel the sunshine beaming down on us as it provides the care, the potential to regenerate, to renew, so we can grow out of and into our personal agreements. once again, smelling the soil, feeling the sunshine, sensing the cool water and the sense of renewal in the seeds, all within that pot that makes up who you are, the container. Feel the seeds begin to expand upward and outward. A sense of growth here. Transformation. Renewal. And returning back to your seed of intention or your sankalpa for our practice. Using your own or the group's sankalpa we created at the beginning of our practice. Repeating what I say in your mind, letting my words become yours if it resonates. I am grateful to renew my personal agreements with myself for my highest and greatest good. I am grateful to renew my personal agreements with myself for my highest and greatest good. I am grateful to renew my personal agreements with myself for my highest and greatest good. Now slowly returning back into your space, your nest, your bubble, into your body, back from our journey, and just noting, paying attention to how you're feeling right now. Notice with curiosity your breath in the body, maybe any sensations, thoughts, or feelings. You can stay in stillness, or you can start to move the fingers. Maybe you rub your palms on your mat, your mattress, any blankets. The hands just noting any sensations, allowing for this gentle return from our journey. You could even rub your hands together, create some warmth, and maybe place those hands over your heart space. In honor of your journey and in honor of the seeds planted and sown here today. Breathing here. Pausing here. Pausing to breathe and consider. How will you take this warmth at the heart, this felt sense of honoring your new personal agreements? What does that look like for you moving forward in your life? How are you now choosing to show up? As we gently close our practice, know that my hands are at my heart center. And I am grateful, as always, for our time together. And I'm excited to see and hear about what you will grow. How will you grow, bloom, with these renewed, with these brand new personal agreements? The renewal and the growth, the bloom in me honors the renewal, the growth, the bloom, the transformation in you. I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.